Hello and welcome back to the Life Sciences podcast and our special full interview with Rowan Bowcutt. So Rowan, if you could just introduce yourself and tell us a bit about your background and your current research.
I did my PhD with Dr. Sheena Cruikshank at the University of Manchester, and I was really involved in looking at a specific receptor called NOD2, which is a pattern recognition receptor. It's involved in the initiation of immune responses, and I looked at this in the context of helminth infection, specifically using the gastrointestinal helminth Trichuris muris. Now I've moved to New York University, where I'm involved in a clinical trial for patients with ulcerative colitis. And we are actually investigating the use of helminthic therapy for the treatment of ulcerative colitis.
So do we know why parasitic worm infections can indeed relieve the symptoms of ulcerative colitis?
So preliminary data suggests that helminths can actually cause your T helper cells to produce a cytokine called IL-22. And one of the things that IL-22 is involved in is epithelial cell growth and repair. Also, the worms have been shown to cause specialised cells in the gut called goblet cells to produce more mucus. Mucus is actually really good for intestinal health, and we have previously shown that in ulcerative colitis patients, areas of the intestine that are inflamed actually have less mucus than areas of no inflammation. So we're still really trying to gather more data to support these findings, but these are some of the hypotheses we have.
And what sparked the idea to then use parasitic worms to try and treat the autoimmune disease ulcerative colitis?
My boss here at NYU, his name is Dr. Pung Lok. When he was working in San Francisco, he was approached by a patient with ulcerative colitis, and he actually had read a bit about helminthic therapy himself and had decided that he wanted to infect himself with a parasite called Trichuris trichura. And he said to Dr. Lok, "Or you can monitor me if you wish." So we took biopsy samples from this patient over a period of a few years. And the patient actually got better when they had helminth infection. This was correlated to increased mucus and increased production of IL-22, which I just talked about previously.
So now you're currently in the midst of clinical trials using helminth infections. Can you tell us a bit more about those current trials?
The patient that initially infected himself with Trichuris trichura, which is the human whipworm, but we are interested in Trichuris suis, which is the pig whipworm. And we actually give patients a dose of 2,500 eggs, which actually seems quite a lot. There's evidence to show that the eggs do actually hatch inside the host, but the larvae can't complete their full life cycle. And this is important, really, because we don't want the patients to actually become infected with the helminth. We just think that the presence of the helminth there for a short period of time is enough to initiate the right immune reactions that could improve symptoms of ulcerative colitis. Not all of the patients in the pilot studies with Trichuris suis actually responded to treatment, and not all patients in our trial at NYU are going to respond to treatment. And this is important. One of the other questions we have is what really distinguishes people that respond to treatment from people that don't respond to treatment. And if we can do this, we have a long-term goal of maybe in the clinic, doctors being able to prescribe and diagnose personalised treatment. So if you imagine going into the surgery and you either take a blood sample or something else, and they match your profile up against people that have responded in the past to helminthic therapy and people that haven't, then we can say, oh, actually, it looks like you're a good candidate for helminthic therapy, or actually you're not. So it can really improve the work in the clinic too.
And finally, are there any dangers associated with using parasitic worms to treat autoimmune diseases?
So to date, there's no known dangers been reported with helminthic therapy. There's been some pilot studies in a small group of patients, and there were no adverse effects. I think this is probably partly due to the fact that we're using Trichuris suis, and the parasite doesn't actually form attachment inside the intestine. And I think really now, patients that approach us have already failed a lot of other treatment, and they're looking for the next step. And the next step is either surgery or a course of severe immunosuppressants. And I think if I had the choice of either having part of my bowel removed or having to have a dose of worm eggs, I'd definitely choose the latter. But I think the long-term goal for scientists is really to understand the mechanisms of how helminthic therapy improves your symptoms. And then we can maybe develop therapeutics that can replicate how helminths work in the gut. So maybe we don't actually have to give worms in the future, we can actually just give drugs.
The Life Sciences Podcast is brought to you by the University of Manchester.